I'm going to talk about faith today, specifically saving faith. What is faith? Faith in the dictionary is a strong belief of God in God or in the doctrine of a religion based on the spiritual apprehension rather than proof. So as I'm working through this today, yesterday I was kind of doing some final stuff. And I started thinking about what am I going to do? And I knew I wanted to read, in Hebrews today. And so I started thinking about it, and I get my glasses out here, but started thinking about it, and I'm like, wow, what a way to read Hebrews as to use my grandfather's Bible. So my mom gave me this. My grandfather passed when I was a little baby. My mom gave me this years ago, and it's been sitting in my safe because I didn't want it damaged. And you can see it's been taped together. And so in the Bible, when I started opening it up and looking at it, I found a date stamped in here. I think the Bible was stolen, actually, because it's stamped February 7th, 1955, headquarters section in New York, CNAWF property. So that's okay. But as I'm looking through the Bible, here's the interesting part for me, you guys. As I'm looking through the Bible, there's two pieces of paper in this Bible. One, and this was my grandfather's, and he actually preached out of this Bible. One was his church covenant, and some scriptures on the back of it. Here's the interesting one. I'm shaking because I'm nervous as I'll get out. It's just a piece of paper. But you know what's on that? I don't know. Most of you can't see that. There's two names. David and J.K. That was in this Bible when I found it. That's my brother and me. And so I'm really, it just really sunk in. Like, wow, my grandfather, who I was only two or three when he died, but that was in his Bible. And that was just a confirmation to me that I'm doing something that I should be doing. So we're going to read Hebrews 11, but we're going to go on a little bit of the stuff here for a minute. So this was super exciting when I started thinking about it, what to do and how I'm going to do this, talking about faith. I was excited to study the aspect of it. You know, where is faith at? What really does faith mean? So here's some, I went into the, and I don't quote me on this, this can't, I'm maybe not be 100% right, but it's pretty dang close. Faith is mentioned in King James Bible 336 times. Now, there's only six other sections of words mentioned more than that. One is brother, 367 times. One is Christ, 555 times. Jesus, almost 1,000 times. God, Lord, Father, God, Lord, together, over 13,000 times. And sin, 448 times. Those are the only words that I could find mentioned more than faith. Why is that important? Well, I'm figuring if it's mentioned that many times, it's important. So, again, we're going to talk about saving faith, but I'm going to go through three other ones in the process. And I'm just going to give you a real brief on those. One is dead faith. James 2:17. So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. One is demonic faith, which I thought was very interesting. And I actually had this in my original manuscript, but I didn't really think about it this way. James 2:19. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Vain faith. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did you not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Saving faith. John 3:16. This is so clear. God loves every one of us. He sent his only begotten Son to live among us, and whoever believes in Jesus will have eternal life. Ephesians 2:8-10 provides us more details with this. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Let's pray. Lord, I need more faith like the disciples had, Lord. Increase my faith, Lord, and make me move over mountains. Grow my faith in you, Lord, you alone, so that I would be strong in the Lord and ready to battle against the doubts planted by the enemy. Lord, I just ask you to increase my faith. So we are going to read through Hebrews 11. It was a long passage, but I want to talk a lot about faith. So I'm with me reading out of my grandfather's Bible. It's King James Version, so you'll have to bear with it and bear with me reading King James. But here it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of nothing not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witnesses that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and by it, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is important to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to save his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteous, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into the place which he should, after receiving for an inheritance, obey, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with them of the same promise. For he looked for a city of which hath foundations, which builder and maker of God is God. Through faith also Sarah received strength and conceived seed, and was delivered a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore spring there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars in the sky of the multitude, and as the sands which is by the seashore in number. These all died in faith, not having received a promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strange and pilgrims of the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if you have been mindful of the country from whence they came out, they might have had an opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly, where before God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tired, offered up Isaac, and he had received the promise of offered up his only son, of whom he had said, this is Isaac, shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence he was received from the figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning these things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both his sons, Joseph, both the sons of Joseph, and worshiped, learning and pawning the top of a staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith, Moses, when he came to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense for the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured it, seeing him who was invisible. Through faith, he kept Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should not be touched. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as a dry land, which the Egyptians assaying to do were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 years. By faith, the harlot Rabbi perished, not with them, that he believed not when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell you Gideon and of Barak and of Simeon and Jephthah, of David also, the Samuel and of the prophets, who throughout the subdued kingdoms brought righteousness, obtained the promises, stopped the mouths of the lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in flight, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mocking and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn assured, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves and earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
Hebrews 11 is a lot about faith.
So why is it important? We're going to talk about saving faith a little bit deeper. So here are a few things. My original thoughts about being saved, faith, it kind of went out the window a little bit when I started researching this and doing this. My original thought was, yes, Jesus, and just save me, and that's it, I'm done. But it really is a little bit deeper than that. So let's look at it. So saving faith belongs... Oh, one sec, my bad. Bear with me. No, okay, good. Saving faith begins with knowledge, moves to conviction, ends with commitment or trust. So true saving faith is a wholehearted belief in Jesus Christ. We must truly know who he is and what he did and why he died. Faith must be grounded in the right foundation. This is not blind faith. Having faith in anything but Jesus will get you nowhere. So let's talk about him a little bit individually. So how many of us like flying in small planes? A couple, not me. Aaron just got back in a small plane, right? I don't like it, right? So here's an example of all three. My nephew's a pilot, right? He's 23 years old. He's a pilot. The kids wanted to be a pilot since he was little bitty. And so the knowledge is he has a license, right? And he has a plane. And I've seen him fly. I've seen him take off from my house and land in areas. Okay, I have knowledge that he can fly. I have conviction. I've looked over the plane. It looks fine, right? Who might have known, but it looks fine. Fuel is in there, oil looks checked, log books are kept, looks good, maintenance logs are done. He has hundreds of hours of flying in that plane, but it takes commitment and trust in that plane. So that's what we're going to talk about today, the three of them. We're going to break them up a little bit. Knowledge, the facts. So what are the facts? We have the birth, life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. That's a strong conviction of the truth. This is the part that we know there's a plane and a license, right? And a pilot. So how do we get knowledge? How do we get the knowledge that we need to have the faith? I truly believe it comes from studying, comes from prayer, comes from understanding that Jesus Christ and why he was here, that he was born, right, of a virgin, that he lived a sinless life, died and rose on the third day. And now sits at the right hand of God. And Jesus died for us. How do we all get this knowledge? I believe it does, again, come from the Bible. But just having the knowledge is not enough. I have Murray State, I have heard people say many times the devil believes in Christ, which I just read in James 2:19. This is the knowledge. Knowledge gives us the facts. That's it. But there's still a long way from being saved. So knowledge, not belief, yet just getting knowledge is preparing. Like preparing and collecting all this, right? What I was trying to do. Reading the Bible, gaining the facts, understanding the facts, researching the facts. Faith is based on knowledge, and knowledge is the truth. We must have knowledge and the correct knowledge to believe in. So, Miss Rhonda is not here, and I told her during Sunday school that flames were going to come into this very big today. So, here's the knowledge part. So, suppose you're on a plane, right? Alaska Airlines flying, you get that anonymous flight attendant. We're going to go over the safety features of the Boeing 747. I mean, listen, I mean. But today, pretend we listened, right? Now, our plane's in the water. It's crashed. But we know, right? We listened today. I know where my life jacket is. I know where the slides are. I know where the nearest exits are. I know where the life rafts are, right? In the ceiling, they tell us that. I know to follow the lights. White lights read to red lights read to exit. Oh, I'm saved, but I'm not. I just have the knowledge, right? I can't go on that journey without the knowledge, but I'm not saved yet. It's just the beginning, right? I got to get out of the plane and I got to understand Jesus more. So let's talk about conviction. So conviction, a firmly held belief or opinion. So conviction is the part that we know the plane has fuel, maintain regularly, and the pilot has lots of hours. Okay, got it. This one was easier for me. And I told my wife I'm going to pick on a little bit. most of you know that a few months ago, she had a pacemaker installed. So for me, this is a true conviction. I knew that Bria had a heart problem. I knew she needed the pacemaker. I was okay with that. But I wasn't convinced until it was installed. Once it was installed, and once I saw her, and I saw her change, literally change in minutes, I was convinced. This is the part where belief comes to having the knowledge is nothing without conviction. Some of the smartest people in the world are also the dumbest. Some can quote the Bibles in ways I've never even imagined. They can read you scripture. They can tell you exactly where it comes from. They can do, they're just super smart, right? They read the scriptures and they think, what are they? They're great stories. Great stories about a man or men. That's it. They don't believe. Back to the times of Jesus and the Pharaohs. Their Pharaohs were very knowledgeable about the Bible, the Old Testament. They knew exactly what was going on. They knew someone was coming. They didn't believe who was coming. They had no conviction of Jesus. These guys were standing literally with him, beside him, talking to him, criticizing him, had no clue. I wonder why Jesus seeked out certain people. He seeked out the children. He seeked out the beggars, the sick, fishermen. I believe he came for everyone. I think we personally will be shocked who we see in heaven and who we don't. This is the part where the true belief comes in. We must believe in the virgin birth, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have to. All right. What about commitment? We have to have commitment. We have to have trust. We have to have trust that the faith is there. This is the part where you get in a plane and go for that flight. And then you land safely. No crashing. No emergency exits. The true saving faith is a personal commitment to Christ. This is where we sometimes fail. I think we do. Or maybe think that we're there, but we're not quite there yet. We say we believe and ask Jesus in our hearts, but do we really know commitment? Have we really committed to him? Do we really have the faith that he died, born of a virgin, rose again? Do we really have that? So let's look at a Bible story. One of the best, I think, is in Luke 8:43-48. The woman of 12 years had a discharge of blood. The physicians could not heal. They couldn't figure it out. They're human. Her faith alone was so strong. All she had to do, she knew what she had to do. She had to touch Jesus' cloak. She touched a piece of clothing, and immediately she was alive. She was healed immediately. The faith she had, you could call her, was her only hope, but it was not. She had true, unobstructed faith, knowing she could be healed. But who has true saving faith? I think the answer to that is anyone that seeks it. It's not through works, but through true understanding of the Bible. It is hard to achieve. Is it hard to achieve? No. We just have to look for it. We have to seek it. We have to know it's there. We have to trust that this is true, and this is where we have to go. We have to go to the Bible. It just depends on where the... my wife laughs at me with stuff like this. I see people have faith in their government, but they don't have faith in Christ. We talked about this a little bit in Sunday school this morning about where our trust was and who was powerful. And we talk about the rules and the laws that we have in our country. But really, faith small like nothing. True faith, simple faith, is what we need. We don't need to seek anything different. We don't need to look for anything different. It's true saving faith in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just praise you that faith has not come from the wisdom or understanding of humans, but through the power of your Spirit, Lord. As your servant Paul preached, his words were not his wisdom, but a demonstration of your power through him. Lord, I need your strength to speak these wise words to others so that the faith will grow in you. Give me the words to share the works you have done in me with those who need hope. Like those hearing Paul, they will know faith in the Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.